curds and dip them in boiling water, put them in a sack, dip them in boiling water, and hang them off.
Cheese, cottage cheese.
Uh-huh. Your wife ever take fruit and make a pie without a bottom crust and bake it in a deep dish?
Cobbler pie.
Uh-huh. What does she make to put on the, oh, say, a rice pudding? She make anything to pour over it? And if so, what do you call it?
A sauce of some sort.
What do you call food that you eat between meals?
Well, I suppose most people nibble on knickknacks and this, that, and the other. I don't know. So far, I'm one of the few that's blessed with not to have it.
You remember what you used to say as a kid, or what your mother used to say? You got a piece, or you got a snack, or you got a...
You mean eating between meals?
Uh-huh.
God, I don't know.
What's the first thing your wife does when she goes into the kitchen in the morning? First thing she does to start breakfast?
Drinks coffee.
Drinks it, or...?
Makes a little coffee. I don't even uh-huh. drink it.
Oh.
Just once in a while.
Uh-huh. And what does she put out for you to drink at the table?
Well, we, of course, usually have a fruit juice.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe this would probably be at a later meal, not breakfast.
And, of course, I'm still... young, I guess, because I drink milk most of the time. Now, we usually, of course, have fruit juice, preferably orange juice for breakfast.
Mm-hmm. What do you drink your milk from?
A glass.
Yeah. What do you call these big ornate ones that will be like
the old
that?
Goblets.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to use those lots years ago. I don't know, you don't see many of them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that stem about the size of your finger. The
yeah. You used to get peanut butter or something in them, didn't you?
Well, I believe I see some of them on the market now, that way. I believe I have recently seen some goblets with stems on
them.
Let's see, now what's some of this stuff that one of the girls has got? I don't know what it is. And she doesn't call it china, she calls it crystal. Them blame little old stem. Slim-legged glasses. They're not what we used to use for goblets, though.
No, they aren't.
They're little things, you know, they're not big enough to drink out of if you get one of them.
$3 a piece.
Yeah.
Sometimes little kids will sit down at the table and they'll just load up their mouth and then gulp her down. So you say, I'll take a little time and I want you to
chew it up.
And after you chew it, then you can
wallet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was taught to count.
Does your wife ever put cornmeal and water together and add a little salt and then boil it? Make anything?
No, I don't like grits. I think that's what you're hitting at. I don't.
Is that white or yellow?
You can get either kind, white or yellow meal.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. She usually keeps some of both in.
Let's see, I asked you about pancakes. You ever eat syrup on those? Maple syrup?
To me, mostly sorghum. These boys, they raised on this Kiro syrup. Waffle syrups of some kind. What do you want to be called? Some of them call it syrup? You heard it called syrup, ain't you?
Yeah, I've heard it called syrup and syrup.